This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a very exciting returning guest. He is Rick Schumacher. He is the CEO of Pressure Biosciences, Inc. Well, they trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol PBIO. Pressure Biosciences develops, markets, and sells proprietary laboratory instruments for the medical field, also consumables, which is estimated about $6 billion in the life science markets. Rich, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks, Everett. Appreciate it.
Give us a little bit more of a finer detail of what you guys do. I know you're one of the hardest working CEOs out there in the OTC markets. You guys have a real product, a real company. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, we are a life sciences tools company. What that means is we make instruments and related consumables that are used by researchers all around the world. When you think about biological researchers, people that are studying cells, viruses, bacteria, normal cancer cells, precancerous cells, animal, plant, human, microbial, whatever it is, most of the information we need, almost all of it, is contained in the actual cell itself and inside the cell. So I'm a scientist, and years ago, we would actually look at the outside of a cell and get a lot of information from studying the outside of a cell. We're now, Everett, at the molecular age. We need to get inside the cell. We need to look at the good stuff inside, the DNA, the RNA, the proteins, and the lipids, and other things. Because the information we're looking for to try to develop the next drug, the next cure, the next preventive strategy, can come from understanding and learning what all of these molecules tell us. So to get open the cells, we unfortunately use methods that I used many, many years ago when I was in the lab. We just crushed the samples. We crushed the cells, the viruses, the bacteria, the normal cells, et cetera. We crush them. We break them apart. What we do at Pressure Biosciences is we've developed a whole new way of opening up cells, a very reproducible, very controllable way. We actually put the cells in a small pressure chamber as part of an instrument that we sell. And we have five different variations of this instrument. And we put inside the pressure chamber water, and then the sample, the cell, is put in a special test tube, a disposable test tube that's also filled with water or chemicals. We close the lid and we dial in the amount of pressure. We actually squeeze the water, which squeezes the cell inside the water, back and forth. We cycle it. We call it pressure cycling technology, or PCT. And by cycling the pressure, it's like squeezing a balloon or squeezing a sponge. Imagine taking a sponge and thinking that sponge is a cell, and inside that sponge is all the stuff that you want to get out, squeezing it back and forth as you squeeze things out. That's what we do with cells. We put them in pressure chambers. We dial in. We know what pressure every cell, every type of cell, needs to have in order to break it open. And we dial in that pressure, and thus we control the process of breaking open cells and releasing just thousands and thousands of molecules, proteins, RNA, DNA, and lipids to be studied.
And we introduce these products to different medical facilities nationally and internationally?
We have. We are selling to the research, very important research community. Number one, it's a very large community. There are probably over 500,000 researchers in the world every single day that are out there breaking open cells to try to study stroke and cancer and heart disease and agriculture and aquaculture, whatever. So we sell to the research community. The nice thing about the research community is because they're not giving out a patient result, we do not have to go through the procedures that a lot of companies have to go through when you sell into hospitals and clinics and labs. So that may be down the road for us when we're a much bigger and hopefully more profitable company. But at this point, we sell in the research community. We can develop something this week, Everett, and have it out next Monday as a new product. We have certain guidelines we have to meet, but they're much less stringent than what you have to meet when you're going through the FDA to sell into hospital labs.
I want to return back to that because I got some questions for you, but let me ask you this. Tell me about your co-marketing agreement with SCIEX.
Well, one of the biggest instruments that's used in the research community to study proteins is called a mass spectrometer, a mass spec. And a mass spec is a very expensive machine. It can cost anywhere from $500,000 to over $1 million. And it reads proteins, but you can't read proteins when they're inside or part of a cell. You have to break open the cell. So what researchers are doing as they're looking to study proteins, and remember, there are maybe as many as 10,000 different kinds of proteins in a single cell. So when you're breaking open a cell, you've got all these proteins, and we're going to call something protein X. You think protein X has something to do with the cancer you're studying, or diabetes, or heart disease, or something that's affecting and killing the wheat or the barley out in the agriculture fields. So you break open the cell, you find this protein X that you're interested in, then you have to chop the protein down into its pieces and put it into the mass spectrometer. Our instrument sits in front of a mass spectrometer. Our instrument, which is about $50,000, sits in front of a $500,000 to $1 million mass spectrometer, and we do the work of breaking the cell and releasing the proteins. And then once you find the protein of interest, which we're calling today protein X, we then put protein X back in our instrument, and our instrument chops it down so it can then be put into the $500,000, $1 million mass spectrometer. That's what we do. We sit in front of another instrument to help make that instrument better and help make that instrument get the right answer. So when you look at the market for proteins and you look at the market for those protein labs that have mass spectrometers, we think there's about 16,000 labs in the world that have at least one mass spectrometer. So that's roughly 16,000 labs that we can look at as potential customers of ours using our instrument to sit in front of their mass spectrometer. So that's just one small, it's a very large market, but it's one market of multiple markets that we're going to be going after. So the markets are big, the markets are very important, and they're all in the research basis, and we're not inventing. They're now using other machines. Usually they're manual, and usually they're very destructive to break apart, to crush the cells, whereas our machine is much more controllable, and you can determine how much pressure, how many times you want to squeeze it, and how long under pressure you want to keep it. So it's a much more controllable way to break open the cells.
Let's switch course here a little bit. Let's talk about your balance sheet. I went over your 10Q, and I see that you guys paid off some debt. You raised equity. You closed a $2 million line of credit recently. How will this access to these funds kind of help you achieve your goals?
Well, you know, the last question you asked about SCIEX. SCIEX is the largest seller of mass spectrometers that are being used for studying proteins in the world. And we have a co-marketing deal with them that just started this year, and we're just getting on our feet with it. And this is a co-marketing deal where we're going to work in conjunction with their sales and marketing and their distribution network to allow the world to understand that this small company called Pressure Biosciences exists and this amazing technology called Pressure Cycling Technology exists. And they're going to help us introduce this to their customer base. So with regards to SCIEX, we already have one person who's working directly with SCIEX all the time, and we have other people that ancillary to that person that are helping out. But our deal with SCIEX, terrific company, does not keep us from working directly or going directly after the other five or six major billion-dollar companies that also sell mass spectrometers in the world. So what the money means to us is that it not only will allow us to bring more to bear with SCIEX, to bring more people to help support that, help move that faster and further, but we are planning on hiring. We're already advertising. I'm already interviewing individuals to take sales positions so that we can go out and we can look after trying to bring in sales from all of the other competitors of SCIEX. We cannot and will not do a deal with the companies themselves that make the mass spectrometers, but the thousands of labs out there that have a mass spectrometer from another company other than SCIEX, we need to reach them, and we're not reaching them now. So what this money means to us, what these line of credit and the financings mean to us, is we are hiring people. We're going to go from being a reactive company, which is not bad because our sales are growing. We've hit record sales in this year. just from being reactive because we're so small. But now that we have the cash, now that we have access to the cash, we're going to be increasing our sales force, increasing our marketing, increasing our presence, and looking at increasing our sales in a much faster manner now that we have access to cash.
My guest today is Rick Schumacher. He is the CEO of Pressure Biosciences. Well, they trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol PBIO. As I was saying earlier, Rick, you know, I was looking at your 10Q. I noticed that you guys had record revenues for the third quarter. Instrument sales were up 13%. I've been in the market since I was 23. I'm 53 years old, so I've been doing this for 30 years. And I tell my listeners what two things that an OTC company needs and a CEO needs. They need eyeballs on their stocks, and they need revenues to continue to grow. You guys have kind of have both of those going on. Some of your new products is the Barocycler. Can you tell us a little bit about that and the Cancer Moonshot?
Well, the Barocycler is the name, Baro being pressure, Pressure Cycler, is the name of the overall instrument line that we have. And we have five different instruments. We've just designed and developed in the last 18 months a brand new next generation instrument that we call the 2320 Extreme. And I'm very, very excited and proud of this machine. We did it all internally. We're a company of nine people. We don't expect to be a company of nine people, perhaps even in the next 30 days, we expect to have more than nine people. But to be able to do all that we've done and also design and develop and now have commercially available this brand new unit, I think is a testament to the hard work of my people. So Everett, this instrument is, it generates pressure as a pressure chamber, it generates pressure, but is fully computer controlled, unlike the previous versions, which were more microprocessor controlled. It has more bells and whistles, it can do more things, it can give the researchers more ability to change things as they try to break open these cells in a finite manner so that they can try to find as many of these, what we call biomolecules, proteins, lipids that they can.
Absolutely.
And not hurt them as they're breaking them.
Absolutely.
So this is, it's an amazing instrument. Now, the Cancer Moonshot you mentioned, this is an initiative that was announced on January 12th by President Obama. This is trying to get 10 years of cancer research done in the next 5 years. They're putting $1 billion to work, and I'm very proud to say that when we release the first three instruments of our brand new next generation 2320 Extreme, they were sold to a major cancer center in Australia, where they are, this cancer center is a collaborator of our National Cancer Institute, and they will be used to test, to help test 70,000 tumor samples, 70,000, Everett, over the next 7 years, to help break them apart in a way so we can try to find the answers we've been searching for so long.
Let me ask you this. You know, you were on the show a little while ago, I think, 3 months or something like that. And we talked about the possibility of listing on the NASDAQ. Where are we at in that process?
Well, all I can tell you is that we are committed to bringing this company back to a larger exchange. We think NASDAQ is the right exchange. I can't say anything about that other than we do have a proxy that it's out. And a proxy to shareholders talks a bit about what we may have to do. We're asking permission to do things such as a reverse split, all as part of an uplist that we think that I've taken a look at it multiple times with multiple people, and a lot of companies that are real companies with products and services and sales and a future, when they do an uplist from the OTC with a small raise, and it often requires a reverse split, many of them do very well. Not all, but many of them do very, very well. So we're excited about the possibility of the potential of moving up. It is a goal of ours, and as you can see from the proxy that has been filed with the SEC, we are asking permission from shareholders to let us do a reverse split as part of an uplist. So that much I can tell you, and that it is clearly a goal of mine to get back to the NASDAQ.
Market cap around north of $10 million, stock price around 42 cents. I believe you'll finish up this year in 2016, roughly around $2 million in revenue. What can you tell us, what can we expect in 2017 in closing here?
Well, the interesting thing about moving up to NASDAQ, if we do that, if we're so fortunate to be able to do that, is that, and this is obviously all public information, we have a lot of debt, a lot of liability on our balance sheet, but most of it will go away. Most of it is related to derivative accounting liabilities, and it's very clear that if this company were to move up to NASDAQ and raise $5 million or more while it does so, it will take the vast majority of our liabilities and convert them into stockholders' equity. So you're looking at a balance sheet now that doesn't look very pretty, but it's getting better. As you said earlier, we cleaned it up by paying off all of the bad debt. All we have is what I would consider good debt on the books now. But imagine this company if we were able to move up to NASDAQ and do what's required to convert the good debt into equity. This would be a balance sheet that would have assets, you know, that could be in the 8, 10, 12 million, and liabilities that could be in the under the 4 million. So quite a change from what you see now. Plus, as I've said, the money that we have access to now and any money that we get access to in the future is going to go primarily into hiring people that touch sales and marketing. We are going to be a sales-driven company. We've been a research-driven company developing our products up to now. Now, although we'll still do some product development, the major goal now from this point on is to get sales and marketing going, get that knowledge out there that we exist and what a great product line we have, and try to see, hopefully that will find its way into the value of the company for our shareholders.
Pressure Biosciences is the company that we've been highlighting. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol PBIO. Our guest has been Rick Schumacher, CEO of Pressure Biosciences. Rick, I want to thank you for coming on the show. We're going to check back with you in a couple of months to see how things are going.
Sounds great, Eric. Look forward to it.
The following program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire LLC, which is responsible for the following content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and of those of the respective companies they represent, and does not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of this station. Uptick Network encourages all listeners of the show to do their own due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that'll work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of today's show may have paid to appear on the show and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Network or this station.